What is up, kangaroo chasers, and welcome to the Chasing Kangaroos podcast. I'm your host, Michael Carboni. You can call me Carbs. Fuck, I haven't said that in a while. It's been about a year, in fact. And this is a little bit different, though, because I'm recording it live on Facebook. There's no one in the chat. I'm just talking to myself, looking at myself in the camera, which is a little bit strange. I'll probably add it to the podcast. I'll probably rip the audio and chuck it up as a podcast in the next day or so. Wanted to jump on after a year. What am I doing here? And big thank you to Dustin and the Rugby League in America crew for keeping the Chasing Kangaroos channel alive with regular Rugby League in America podcasts. I have been super busy, yes, but also, man, a lot of international Rugby League stuff about a year ago was getting just really negative. Just the vibes were bad. I'd been doing the podcast for a little while, almost four years, I think, and it was just getting tiring and negative, and had to step away. But always stayed close, obviously stayed close with Dustin and the Rugby League in America crew. Love listening to them. Love watching my Rugby League, even though the mighty St. George Illawarra Dragons are pretty shithouse at the moment. But with all the excitement of Vegas, I just thought, I need to talk about this. So why not? I've done a few TikToks, a few Instagram reels in the last couple of days. A lot of you have been reaching out saying, hey, good to hear you. Good to see you. Does this mean you're back? It's been a lot of fun. So it's good to see that I'm not forgotten and that there's still a lot of love out there for Chasing Kangaroos. And there's still a lot of love out there in the international rugby league community. People that want to see the game grow. People that want the game to expand and want to hear and talk about things that I just love talking about, which is, you know, expansion, international rugby league, the game being played in places where many people who might be listening to this don't even know the game's being played. So if you're listening to me or seeing me for the first time here on this Facebook Live, or you happen to come across the podcast when I do release it, that's the kind of stuff that I talk about. Of course, I love my NRL. You know, I love listening to Bloke. I love listening to James Graham. I love listening to all those podcasts. But the reason I did Chasing Kangaroos or started Chasing Kangaroos originally was for that little niche, you know, the little bit in between where, yeah, you can listen to stuff about NRL games or even Super League games, but every now and then maybe you want to hear about something different, like what they're doing over in Greece from a rugby league perspective, or what they're doing over in Brazil or Japan or South Africa or Canada or Italy or wherever it may be. And made a lot of friends along the way. Like I said, it's been a year. Here I am. Let's talk about Las Vegas. Man, when we first heard about Vegas, when Valandis or when the media started talking about it, I don't think anyone believed it. And I know I was talking to a lot of my guys, a lot of friends over in the States, and they were saying, yeah, there's no way this is going to happen. I remember early conversations with Dustin from Rugby League in America, and he was like, man, this sounds like bullshit to me. But funnily, it started to pick up steam, and I remember a conversation with him again saying, hey, like, this could actually happen. Like, it sounds like this Vegas thing is real. Anyway, fast forward to about a year later, and what a weekend it was. You know, four great clubs, two amazing games over there, 40,000 plus fans in this stadium. Absolutely amazing. And I've got to say, the build-up during the week seemed great. I was over here in Sydney, lots of FOMO, but the build-up seemed great. There seemed to be a lot of press, a lot of TV happening over there, locally anyway as well, in the week leading up to. A lot of street action happening, plenty of Aussies over there, plenty of Englishmen over there, and women as well. But there seemed to be a bit of action. And I know there was a lot of people were sort of bagging out the NRL in the lead-up, you know, thinking about saying that the promotion was poor. But I think in the last week, they really nailed it. And from an Australian perspective, I mean, it's all we were talking about over here. The media was just talking it up big time, which was absolutely amazing. And good on the NRL. I mean, they probably paid for a few first-class tickets over there, which means the media guys are going to, of course, you know, say some nice things. But it was a fantastic event. It was amazing to see. And the best part is, I think we can pretty much guarantee that this is happening again. It's going to happen. They've committed to 5 years. It's definitely happening again next year. So the question is, like, what can we do to make it better or make it even better than it was last year? I see a couple of people starting to jump into this chat. So jump onto this video. Feel free to ask some questions or add some comments as well as I chat. I'll try and get to them eventually. But amazing stuff, and some things that they can do next time to improve. I think let's lock in 2025 teams as early as possible. Let's lock them in now, maybe in the next couple of weeks. It'll give the fans time to save and get over there and really build up some hype around it. Four teams. To me, we've heard already that, you know, the likes of the Panthers, the Raiders and the Sharks are interested to go over there. Look, I don't mind who goes over there. You want some star power. So we saw the Teddies and the Turbos and the Trells and Reece Walsh over there at the moment, over there last weekend. And that was some really big star power. Like, it was amazing to see. So you got to have a Panthers over there next year for sure. I don't mind a Cronulla or a Canberra, but to me, I definitely want to see the Warriors over there. I think the Warriors are going to bring some people across with them from New Zealand. Not a lot of New Zealand fans over there from all reports. So let's get the Waz over there. Definitely some star power, you know, with Sean Johnson, etc. And you definitely need a Queensland team over there. So you can't go over there without a Queensland team. We had the Broncos this time. We probably want the Cowboys over there next time. So probably you have like the Panthers, the Cowboys, the Warriors, and one other, maybe like a Raiders or Cronulla, or maybe even a Newcastle, again, for that Kalen Ponga, that sort of X-factor kind of player. But I think the right mix is, you know, two Sydney teams, a Queensland team, one other. But whoever it is, like, let's lock it in as soon as possible, so we can build some hype about it for 2025. It's going to be amazing. The other question I've seen quite a bit, and I've heard this on a number of podcasts, I've read it on a number of social media accounts, but there's a lot of talk about the amount of English fans that were over there. So up to 5,000 fans came across from the UK to Vegas to get those two NRL matches, which has everyone talking about potentially adding a little bit of Super League flavour. Now, there's been a lot of talk about, should the NRL buy a piece of Super League? The NRL's definitely been very keen to add a little bit of an English flavour or a Super League flavour to Vegas if they can. They've spoken about this openly. And the big sort of idea has been, do we take World Club Challenge there as a part of this opening round? And to me, that's very interesting. It makes a lot of sense from an American perspective. We know Americans love like a World Series or a World Championship. So taking the World Club Challenge over there could be pretty cool. But to me, like, I don't know, it's questionable as well, because like I just said, like, it sort of contradicts what I just said before that. We want to lock in the four clubs from now. And if you have the World Club Challenge as well, then that kind of, you know, there's a little bit of uncertainty there. So let's say the Panthers are one of the four clubs that get selected, but then the Panthers, they four-peat, they win the grand final again, they go into the World Club Challenge. Then that means that another club comes in last minute. I don't know, it's a little bit messy for mine. So I don't know if World Club Challenge is the answer, but I do want to see a little bit of Super League flavour over there. I also would love to see a bit of NRLW flavour over there. So get a ladies game over there. I think that would be well received, would be absolutely amazing. But again, I'm a little bit torn here, because I don't know if you can turn this into like a magic round. And what I mean by that is, I think two matches is like the secret sauce. Like, you don't want to have too much more going on over there. I think it will sort of be a bit of an overkill for the American market. So I go, I'm back. So, not sure if we want more than two, maybe three games max, but there's definitely going to be a lot of talk about that. How do we incorporate a Super League team? How do we incorporate maybe a World Cup Club Challenge? How do we incorporate a women's game? Maybe a way to sort of get a few eggs in one basket is potentially having, you know, the Gillaroos versus English team, English women's team or something like that. Matthew Payne, what if they play World Club Challenge on same day or night before two NRL games in Vegas? Again, it could work. You know, you're going to have five NRL clubs over there, one Super League club over there. Three games I can handle. I don't want to see overkill. I just think two was perfect. What else? One thing that I'd love to see them do next time around. We saw the Nines tournament over there. We also saw USA v Canada. We saw some international rugby league over there, and it was streamed on the Rugby League in America YouTube channel. If you haven't watched it, it's still available there, full match. So go check that out. Spoiler alert, 16-all. It was a draw. Fantastic match. USA leading most of the way. Canada came back in the second half. They're leading 16-14. 1 minute to go. Penalty. Goal to the USA. 16-all. How else would you end it? But I'd love to see the Nines and that international game incorporated a little more heavily, or the NRL promoting that or pushing that or highlighting that a little bit more. I think that would be great. Finn Holiday, USA or international for curtain raiser. Again, I mean, how cool would that be? So could you have USA v Canada in the lead up to the two NRL games? Do you have a World Cup Club Challenge game? There's so much going on. There's so much you could do. But definitely it's something that we want to see incorporated or promote a little more heavily. And I do know, speaking to the guys from USARL and from the Canadian Rugby League, they're already discussing going back next year off their own bat. So whether the NRL pushes it or not, we're probably going to have USA v Canada in that vicinity around Vegas, again, for NRL Vegas 2025. So that's really good news. The question with the Nines too is, like, how fucking big can it actually get? You had a number of clubs there, men and women, mostly American clubs, right? Or Canadian clubs as well, USA and Canadian clubs, I should say. But, man, I think it could grow. I've heard David Nui talking about how big the Vegas Sevens, the Rugby Union Sevens, got in terms of participation and the number of clubs that were over there. I think this thing could grow, and you could start seeing, you know, more clubs from places like Jamaica, Brazil, anywhere in the world, really. You could see a bunch of clubs heading over there and playing, which is really cool. So I'm excited to see how much bigger things can get. Like, things can really grow. Can those Nines get bigger? Can we incorporate Super League? Can we incorporate women? Can we get a bigger crowd? Can we fill that stadium? Is it actually possible to do that? And I think it is. 40,000, great. In a 60,000 seat stadium, it's still pretty good for rugby league's first go, for NRL's first attempt over there. But I think they can sell it out. They've got to be aiming for 50 next year, 60 the year after. They got to sell it out. And by the time they get to year five, it just has to be fucking crazy. It has to be absolutely amazing. And I think they can do that. But yeah, lots of improvement. There's one other thing. There's actually one other thing I would do to improve the whole event as a whole. And it was a wonderful event. But that one thing is, I would have loved to hear a little bit of an American vibe, an American flavor, an American accent in the commentary when I'm watching the game. It's being broadcast over here. It's being broadcast over there. It's being broadcast everywhere. But just to have, like, imagine like having Dustin Zaire or someone like that, Nate Gladden, bring back Nate. Just someone in the commentary box with the Fox team or the Nine team, just, you know, explaining little things, talking with their American accent. I just think that would be absolutely amazing. And that to me would be just a little chef's kiss, like just a beautiful way to sum it all up and put a little bow on it all. So no doubt Vegas, amazing, amazing time. But definitely there's going to be some improvement, and definitely it's going to be bigger and better next year. Maybe I'll go over there if the Dragons are there. That'll be amazing. What I do want to talk about as well is the good news for North America. So we know the impact that this is having for the NRL. I mean, it's been the talk of the media. It's been everywhere here in Sydney anyway. We know that there's a lot of hype, a lot of build-up, that they've got this new event, you know, between finals and Origin and Magic Round. And now season opener in Vegas is like another event that the NRL can package and sell and you know, the sell rights to, sell sponsorships to, build upon. It's another massive event. But it's also a lot of good news for rugby league in the USA. And there's a couple of reasons why. So firstly, we get to see USA and Canada playing each other, discussing playing each other again next year, and very confident that as long as the NRL is playing over there, that USA and Canada are going to make sure that their national teams are playing each other over there. I think that's amazing, and that's something that we want to build into the calendar every single year from an international rugby league perspective. We want to see USA and Canada playing every year, guaranteed. I've even heard talk about the likes of Jamaica or Brazil or other nations going over there as well. Who knows? I mean, anything's possible, right? But at the very least, USA v Canada every year is something that we absolutely need. The other thing, the other reason why it's been so great for the for rugby league in America as well, is we're hearing a lot of talk from Peter Volandis, and the likes of Lachie Murdoch about the potential for a prime time Saturday night NRL game over in the States on the Fox network. Just having this one game televised every single week, it's just a little bit of extra exposure. It's not going to be crazy, but it's there. I mean, it's a massive sporting market. And the fact that rugby league isn't there in a prime time spot already is a little bit crazy to me. So we know they would eat it up. We know they would love it. Or at least we know a little niche can grow, right? So one game a week over there. We know the NRL wants to sell more NRL streaming services over there in the States as well. I've heard talk about that being a little bit expensive. I actually looked it up today. I think it's about $230 a year Australian, which is probably about $140 American. I don't think that's too bad if you're a rugby league fan, but I can understand if you're new to the game, it's probably not something that you're going to want to invest in. But we need to start to build that hunger and that desire, and by having that one game a week on Fox, then maybe that's a little bit of a start. Thanks to people that are jumping on. Didn't expect anyone to really be jumping on Facebook Live. And if you have missed anything, I will rip this audio and chuck it onto our podcast, the Chasing Kangaroos podcast. Go check it out. If you haven't subscribed to that already, follow along and I'll rip this audio and chuck it on there as well. But to those in here, feel free to ask any questions. Let's go game day. Game day will be broadcast live. What is this? Who knows what that is? Bit of spam. Anyway, so like I was saying, great news for rugby league in North America. But the best thing, or the best thing that came out of this from a rugby league USA perspective, is how the whole USA rugby league and even the Canadian rugby league community came together. If you've been listening to the Chasing Kangaroos podcast back when I was recording regularly a year ago, or if you've been listening to Rugby League in America whilst Dustin's been the host, or even back in the days when the founder, Nate Gladden, was the host, you'll definitely know that there's been, I think it's fair to say, you know, some tough times over there, a lot of warring parties, a lot of divide, you know, between USARL North, South, you know, California Rugby League, NARL, all that sort of thing. It hasn't been very good. A lot of people fighting over nothing at the time. But since then, we've seen, you know, the PCRL really come into their own. So clubs in LA and San Francisco, they brought the Utah Rugby League along with them with another four clubs. We've saw the USARL South continue. And I think we're going to see the United Rugby League up in the north. So I'm talking about your Bostons and your Brooklyns and your DCs and your Delawares. I think we're going to see all of them come together. Even David Nui's back in the fold. I've heard him on like three or four podcasts in the last couple of weeks. You know, the OG godfather of the American National Rugby League back in the day, he's back talking about it. And I just feel like everyone is back together, friends talking about rugby league. All the clubs seem to be united. All the parties seem to be united. And what that means is with the new board at the USARL, they can move forward together. I feel like Vegas has done that. Vegas has given an opportunity for them to do that, which is absolutely amazing. So it's onwards and upwards for the USARL, for the PCRL, for United Rugby League, for all of them. Even the Canadian leagues, you know, BCRL, Ontario Rugby League, even the old Toronto Wolfpack, like everyone is on board, singing from the same song sheet. And I think we're going to start to see more clubs, more involvement, more players, more rugby players in general who want to be a part of this, who want to go to Vegas, who see Vegas and say, hey, this is amazing, who are watching NRL games every now and then and saying, hey, this is something I actually want to be a part of. So I think there's a little bit of a spark to light that fire for rugby league in the USA in particular, which is fantastic. And that to me has been the major benefit. You know, it's not going to be as big as the NFL over there. You know, it probably won't even be a top 10 sport over there. I don't know. But if we can start to light that spark, light that fire, who knows, next year it'll be bigger. in 5 years' time it'll be bigger. And there's been talk about professional USA competitions for a long time. We saw another one pop up in the last couple of weeks. I think I did a TikTok about it, so go check that out if you haven't seen it already. Look, probably bullshit, probably a little bit far away. You know, probably not going to happen anytime soon. But you never know, one day, like I said, NRL Vegas, this could be the spark that lights the fire. We've got a comment, Matthew James. How you going, man? I'd like to see USA v Canada game played at Allegiant Stadium before the NRL games. We've had a couple of people comment that already. And it makes a lot of sense. I would love to see the NRL really sort of push and promote that game in particular and make it a thing. Would love to see it. What else can I talk about? Vegas, amazing. There was a little bit of talk earlier as well about, you know, how do we get, you know, a little bit of a Super League flavor. And if anyone has any ideas, feel free to shoot them in the comments and I'll read out your comment right here. And the question is it a World Club Challenge? Do we bring a couple of Super League clubs over with us as well? Or, and this might be crazy, but or, do the Super League figure out their own version of their own season opener? I know the Super League don't have the money that the NRL have. Not at the moment anyway. Who knows? IMG are doing some great things, and that's probably a topic for another day. But loving all the international TV rights we're seeing for Super League at the moment. So who knows, future could be bright for them. But, you know, could Super League have their own season opener in, you know, Saudi Arabia or even like New York or Toronto? You know, a couple of weeks before the NRL, you have a season opener on one side of the States and then a couple of weeks later, a season opener in Vegas for the NRL. Something to think about, something to discuss. Who knows? Finn Holiday, All-Stars NRL versus Super League. Not a bad idea. Maybe for the women's game. It sort of kills a couple of birds with one stone because I was speaking earlier about not wanting it to be overkill. Like you want to have like two games, maybe three max is kind of what you want for Vegas. You don't want to go too much more than that, I don't think. I just feel like it's too much. So if you start having World Club Challenge and bringing over Super League teams and NRLW teams, and it starts to become a bit of a magic round part two. But if you had like NRLW All-Stars versus the Women's Super League All-Stars, maybe that's a solution. But, you know, look, guys, that's going to be it from me. I'm going to wrap it up here. Like I said, thanks to those who jumped on this Facebook Live. Who knows, maybe I'll do this a little bit more. Maybe I'll try and make it a regular thing. But if you are coming in late to the conversation, go check us out, Chasing Kangaroos Podcast. I will rip this audio straight away and I'll pop it up on the podcast and we'll go live for a Wednesday morning. So that's about it. I've been Michael Carbone. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for chasing kangaroos with me. Talk soon.